There goes the final whistle. Setanta are the Ulster champions for the first time in 5 years with a super final quarter performance, outscoring Shane O'Neill's 111 to 2 points to take this provincial championship title on a final scoreline of 121 to 15 points. The story of the game here at Celtic Park today, at the end of the opening half, there was two in it, and it was in favour of Shane O'Neill, the Antrim champions, as they led by 10 points to 8. The opposition from County Antrim were playing with a very, very strong breeze in that opening half, and they'll probably be disappointed that they weren't further in front, given that they'd had 8 wides. But Setanta were in touch, and 5 minutes into the second half, they were level at 11 points apiece. But Sean O'Neill replied with two scores from their captain, Darren Hamill, to edge out again by 2 points. We then hit 15 minutes of the game, and Setanta took total control of this tie. Declan Coulter stepped up within a 4 minute period, where he had 3 of the 4 scores during that period of the game. 4 unanswered from Setanta. They came from 2 down to lead by 2, 15-13. If we jump forward to the 27th minute, Setanta had an advantage of 2 points, 17-15, but then came that goal that was going to be so, so vitally important in this tie, and it came from Davin Flynn, just on the edge of the D. He gave the Sean O'Neill's goalkeeper no chance whatsoever, as he struck the game's only goal in the 27th minute. Declan Coulter, who was attacking a lot more in that final quarter as well, he ended the tie with 10 points, and in the end it was easy for Setanta, who ran out comfortable winners. 122 to 15 points was the final score. In the end, a 10-point win for the Donegal champions, and on that closing quarter performance, fully deserving as well, Mickey McCann.
Yeah, it definitely was, Roisin, I suppose. Setanta had a couple of good goal chances in the second half before they even got the goal, but and saying that, when it was a two-point game, Steve McBride had a vital block on the goal line up here for a certain goal, and the ball up the pitch and over the bar, and I feel that was from that moment on, Setanta pushed on, and Rory Campbell, that battling for that ball in the middle of the field, they end up in the back of the net too. So look, no doubt Setanta deserving winners, and you know, I felt they would be, and their conditioning and fitness at the end, and their youth maybe. Just too much for Sean Shane.
Yeah, well, before we go on to mention the older players, we'll talk about the youths, young Oisin Marley, and in particular, young Rory Campbell. Campbell at one stage today, somebody hit him on the shoulder and he hit the deck and bounced straight back up, and it resulted then, wasn't it, in Davin Flynn's goal?
Yeah.
So it did. So, two very, very talented hurlers. There was a few more of them as well, but they put on a big shift on the big day.
They did, and look, Oisin's very clinical in front of the net, a couple of nice points, maybe could have a couple more, but you know, it's a big day for these young boys at that age. You can miss chances, Oisin, and he eventually did settle, and felt if he stayed on the second half he'd get more scores. But very impressed with Rory Campbell, the middle field, in terms of his legs and fitness and work rate, and I felt he got on a lot of ball and broke up a lot of Shane O'Neill's play, and any chance he got, he went through the gap with his pace and caused trouble, you know, and the two of them definitely have a big future, you know, at only 18 or 19 or 20 years of age, you know.
Yep, and we'll say it again, so we will. The experienced players, they're big players, you want them stepping up on a day like this. Davin Flynn and Declan Coulter contributing 117 of the 122 total, and the likes of Danny Cullen, who played a hugely vital role, sweeping things up there on the edge of the D, and they all stepped up, so
they
did.
Yeah, they did, and I suppose before the match I said if Davin happens to turn up in the form he can show, he's a match winner on the day, and it proves so. And Declan, a super second half, and I felt Bernard Lafferty and Danny Cullen around the half back line was very tidy and kept everything the ship tidy, steady back air rushing. And before them, definitely along with them two young boys, a big game today. And look, Shane O'Neill's maybe the scoreline's a wee bit flattering towards Setanta in the last 10 minutes, because Shane O'Neill's were very in the game, but Setanta no doubt deserving winners, and they'll move on to an All Ireland quarter final now, Oisin.
Okay, Mickey, good to have you alongside me. Good to see you again.
Yeah,
your work's not over. You have to get a team ready now for inter-county action at the turn of the year.
Yeah, I suppose we're back training next Saturday, Oisin, and going at it again. And I suppose we'll have to deal with now maybe 10 or 12 maybe Setanta boys that's going to be still involved with the club, which is big. Big hit for us, but at the same time they're hurling and their fitness should come back good. So we'll just bat our way without them until to see how far they go now, you know. But we'll just have to plan and do friendly matches without them until we'll see where we're at come Christmas, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Mickey, again, mate, thanks for joining us, and the best of luck in the season ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Hoshi.
There you go. That's Donegal senior hurling manager Mickey McCann and co-commentary for today on a good day for Setanta. They are Ulster champions for the first time in 5 years, defeating Shane O'Neill's from County Antrim on a final scoreline of 122 to 15 points. We're going to go down and get some reaction. We'll get that for you shortly here on Highland Sunday Sport. And of course, don't forget, we've another game to come starting at 4. It's Dunlow against Galbally, a semi-final of the Ulster Intermediate Football Championship. Full match commentary on the way from that one. I'll be joined by Martin McHugh.